This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, it's day who's counting of the zombie apocalypse, and this morning I ordered myself some breakfast tacos from Uber Eats. The driver sent me a text letting me know that that she was on her way, and right as I went to respond to it, I realized that Cool Beans might be a little bit confusing.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The Ransom, the Vindicated. It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, right? We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When's ready?
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn.
How could you leave me? I thought that you needed me. When the world got too much and you pleaded with me, who helps you immediately? How speedy of me? How could you deny me so vehemently? Now your body is shaking, trying to free it of me. And your soul is in control, trying to lead it from me. And your heart no longer pledge allegiance to me. Damn, I'm missing the days when you needed the D.
I know
what you like.
I know
what you like.
Anyway, man, that drink has so many meanings for me. Whew. All right, I know what you like. Anyway, my whole like rap career, if we can call it a career, but the whole time I was rapping, I was trying to find like a cool like rap laugh. Like I feel like that's a necessity. Jadakiss has the raspy joint. If I could do it one time, that would change my life. If I could just successfully pull that one off, it'd be the greatest day of my life. And then Jay has like the that Elmer Fudd sounding joint. That like, I can't do that one either. Not as disappointed about that, but yeah, I tried to find a sound clip with the laugh in it, but I couldn't find anything that didn't have like a lot of music behind it and messed up the whole effect. But yeah, I've been trying to do that laugh for forever. Anyway, I digress. Welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy, J.Dot Flan. Hoping everyone had a happy Easter. Thank you, as always, for spending a little bit of your time with me. You know, let me vent. Let me talk my shit.
Can I talk my shit again?
You know, we're living in some definitely strange times. Really, really strange times. And that's going to be the focus on my episode today. How strange these times are for me. Again, not really speaking directly on the situation that's going on. I know there's plenty of opportunity for you to get that information and for you to have those discussions. So this for me is my safe haven. This is my space away from that. Hopefully it can be the same for you. We just talk about life, talk about regular shit. Let me get some energy drink real quick. I think this is going to be one of my more personal episodes. I think all my episodes are personal. I'm digging deep right now. I'm digging deep to find shit to talk about. So it's a lot of introspection going on. Hopefully I keep the energy up and we can make this one fun. But yeah, these are definitely strange times. I was watching YouTube the other day, and all I really watch on YouTube is like video game top 10 lists and like horror movie reviews and stuff like that. You know, pretty much like, I know I'm not going to spend the money on the video games, you know, that I'm going to get frustrated with and stop playing. So I watch somebody else play the game. I'll get the story and all of that. And, you know, and that's, I live vicariously through other people via YouTube. And then, also, I don't like horror movies. I do not see the point in paying to be scared. I don't like to feel scared. I don't like that feeling. I don't like that anxiety. So I don't understand like how people get enjoyment out of it. I know that they do, and I'm not knocking you if you do, but I don't. I do, however, for some reason, have like a fascination with the genre. So I watch a lot of videos that are like synopsis videos of popular horror movies. And I really like that Ending Explained series on FoundFlix. So I watch a lot of and then explain videos for horror movies. But that's pretty much, it's pretty much all I watch on YouTube. And so the other day, you know, I'm letting YouTube do its thing. It's just, you know, queuing up videos, you know, playing one after the other. I'm passively watching. Like, I'm doing other stuff. I might be preparing for the show or doing some work, which I'm supposed to be doing most of the time. But I'm passively paying attention. And then all of a sudden, an ad for body armor comes on. Like, and it's like a serious ad. Like, they got this little dummy out in the middle of the desert, and they, like, you know, just busting off. They're shooting, like, crazy amounts of ammunition into this vest and, like, checking it and showing you that, you know, this vest can do what no other vest can do. I've never seen any other, you know, piece of body armor survive this kind of stuff. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what about my statistics, or what about, you know, the stuff that I'm watching, like, queued up a body armor video? Like, is YouTube, you know, is YouTube really trying to tell me something? Like, is YouTube telling me that, you know, the shit's about to pop off? It's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
Is that the message that I should be getting from this? Like, this is really where I am. So, these times have already been weird to me. I've already, you know, told you guys before, I feel like a Neanderthal, and I feel like the world kind of passed me by a little bit. So I don't understand a lot of what's going on to start with. And then when I start getting, like, crazy advertisements that are supposed to be, like, specifically geared toward me, and it's for stuff like body armor. I've never, like, fired a weapon. Like, I'm not that type of dude. So I'm trying to figure out what it is about me that made them think I was interested in body armor. Or is it just, like, I guess it's the conspiracy theory brain going. Like, or is it just, like, yo, you might need to stock up. Like, be prepared for this shit. But I don't know, man. Like, yo, times are crazier than ever. I'm following, you know, we got a lot of free time, so I'm following a lot more social media. I'm trying to be more present on social media and figure out things to say, because people seem to have a lot to say, and I'm like, shit, like, how do you just always have something to say? Because I very rarely have something to say. Like, I very rarely have anything that I want to share outside of this show. I save all this shit for this show, because, like, talking for 30 minutes is crazy. If I told you my random thoughts during the week, I wouldn't have shit to say for 30 minutes. Like, this would be a real boring show. Not that it isn't already. But, yeah, I'm following a lot of social media. And, like, and that's further impressing upon me, like, how far behind the times I am. Like, y'all are crazy. I really have led a sheltered life. I already didn't know the majority of what y'all was talking about. And now, like, y'all, like, the bar for recklessness is crazy high. Like, the shit you gotta say now to, like, stand out and get attention or be, you know, be controversial. Like, y'all have really set the bar epically high. Like, I feel super naive right now. Like there's just a lot of life that I missed out on, or I didn't even know existed. And I seriously don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to step out here into this new world. But, you know, the situation I'm in with the divorce and, you know, and having to kind of deal with the end of my relationship, I got to step out. I got to step out. Like, that comfort zone is gone. Little home base is kind of gone. And so I got to, like, get out here in the world and socialize with you people. And, like, y'all motherfuckers are crazy. I thought I was crazy. I thought I started this show because I thought, like, I think a lot of things that people don't say. So maybe I can get out here and, like, say the shit, you know, and make other people feel comfortable because somebody else, you know, thinks how they think and is willing to articulate it. And now I'm like, I am not as bold as I thought I would. Like, I am tame. I need to step my game up. So, yeah, man, I'm really kind of scared when it comes to stepping out there right now. I'm watching the ladies. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about, like, women right now. I'm going to say this. I hope y'all keep the same energy y'all got right now on social media when this is all over. Like, just keep this same energy. Cause dudes can't do like quick shifts. Like, we don't do we do that shit on the football field. Like, we can make a jump cut on a football field, but when it comes to like life and emotions, we don't make quick shifts. If everything has been moving at a certain speed in a certain direction for long enough, when you're ready to stop and go the other way, like, it's going to take us. I mean, we're going to slip. We're going to fall. It's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be some crazy shit. So just try to maintain the same energy when this shit is over. Because dudes are not going to be able to shift as quickly as you are. Like, I just didn't know all this stuff about you ladies. I'm going to be keeping it 100. I'm keeping it 100% real. I didn't know women were this horny. Like, I had no idea. I really didn't. Like, and it's not like I haven't been in relationships with women that just like wanted to fuck all the time, but I guess my insecurities told me that they just thought that's what I wanted. And so, which I did, it is absolutely what I wanted. So that they, you know, they were just trying to do what they felt I wanted, what they felt would keep me, and not like this was just this desire running through them. But that's, I'm wrong as fuck. Like, I'm learning right now that, it feels like it's more of y'all than it is of us. Like, the stuff I'm seeing from like the raunchier side of things, and who want what and who's willing to put their desires on Front Street right now is women. And I am taken aback. I wasn't ready. I swear to God, I wasn't ready. I don't know. I can give y'all two stories to show like how naive stuff I really am. Like, how almost 40 years old, and I feel like I've done my fair share of dating. Not as much as y'all. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm sheltered. I didn't know. I fucking didn't know. Thank you for opening my eyes. I see, said the blind man. Because I've been like going through my whole history and like rethinking all my interactions that I ever had with women. And like, I'm starting to look back at stuff like, damn, she probably was throwing it at me. And I just, dumbass, I dodged that shit. Like, and I wasn't trying to. Like, I was bobbing and weaving on all kinds of shit that was being thrown my way and didn't even realize it. Or maybe that's just the way I'm sick. Y'all are fucking me up right now. I'm dazed and confused. I don't know. But I got two stories that'll tell you like how naive and how sheltered and how confused about the true nature of relationships and women and all that really is, right? So one, I remember years back before I moved to Austin, before I got married, all that good stuff, because I was a good guy. I remember calling this girl that I was dating one night, and I was calling to see if I could come over. You know, I was in a pretty fucked up headspace at the time, and I just didn't really want to be alone that night. Like, I sound real feminine right now, dog. But anyway, like, I didn't want to be alone that night, so I called her to see if she was cool with having some company, and she was like, "Bet, you know, come on over." So I go over there. You know, chill, watch. This is, I didn't, the Netflix and chill, I don't think was like a phrase at the time. I'm that old. But we go over there, we chill, we watch some movies, probably Netflix. I don't remember. We had just started dating and really just getting into like the physical part of our relationship. So I was worried. Like, I really was going over there just because I just wanted to, you know, be in her presence, and like, I needed some company. I was hoping that she was cool with that for the night. So I was worried with the way it went down that she would see it as like a booty call. Like, I called, it might have been like 10, 11 o'clock. I don't remember how late it was, but I'm thinking it was like 10, 11 o'clock at night after I had been, you know, hanging out with some other friends. And so it was, yeah, it was just like not like we had plans. It was the night. So I'm calling her, you know, can I come over tonight? In the middle of the night, and I was worried about how she would take it. Like, I didn't want her to see it as a booty call, or that I was just like, that's what I thought the nature of our relationship was. Like, I liked this girl. Like, I liked her. And so I told myself, like, I wouldn't try anything. I wouldn't try nothing. I would just chill, you know, show her that I enjoyed her company and just like being with her. And that's what this was all about. Like, I just really wanted to spend some time with her. Wasn't, you know, no pressure. Everything was cool. I ended up staying the night. You know, I kept it cool. I just held her, thinking I'm on some, you know, sweet guy type shit. And right now, like, listening to y'all and these, you know, the shit I'm hearing on, like, social media and especially Twitter, y'all are crazy on Twitter. But anyway, with all the shit I'm hearing, like, I'm imagining that whole time she was thinking to herself, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? Like, is he trying to be my gay friend or something? Like, is he trying to tell me it wasn't good? Like, he really gonna, you know, come over here and just, like, well, I'm like, damn. And looking back on it, fuck, I was stupid as fuck. Like, she said, cool, you can come over in the middle of the night. But then, you know, in this new world of consent, if I had assumed that meant something, shit could have gone left. This is how confused y'all got me. Anyway, all right, story number two, show you just how, like, how much of a dumbass and how not ready I am for this dating situation. There was another night back when I thought I was a rapper. Like, I was really trying to do this shit, like, for a minute. But anyway, I'm out doing open mics in D.C., downtown D.C., and I'm coming off the stage, and I swear, like, I hate performing. I hate it because I hate coming off the stage, like, especially like open mic type situations where people didn't necessarily come there to see you. They just came to see music, and you just one of several motherfuckers is going to get up there and do something that they hope is cool. You come off the stage, like, there's not a lot of interaction that happens. Like, you may get somebody to say something to you, and in that moment, you in your most, like, sensitive artist moment, like, you looking for a little bit of validation. That what you thought was dope, somebody else actually thought was dope. And very rarely did I get that in those situations. In other places, people told me I was dope. So I don't think I was one of them rappers that just, like, fucking sucked and didn't understand why nobody wouldn't back my music. Now, I was, you know, people was with me. But for some reason, at performances, like, it just, that was a lonely fucking time. So anyway, this particular night, I'm getting off the stage. And a girl I went to elementary school with, I hadn't seen her since elementary school, but a girl I went to elementary school with, like, stops me in the crowd. And it was like, hey, you know, Flan, you know, Jared, whatever. And she asked me, if I was there alone. So window is wide open. Like, in retrospect, window is wide open. But I'm naive. I don't know these things. I don't understand flirtation and all that kind of shit. Like, so, what do I do? How do I answer her question of whether I'm there alone or not? I point to the bar where my producer is sitting, and he's like a taller, more muscular version of myself. I'm like, nah, I came here with him. And once again, and then I think I probably walked off. Like, so once again, I probably had another woman like, this nigga's gay. Like, he's gay. And not that there's anything wrong with being gay. I feel like I got to say that. But I'm not. And I probably would have, you know, enjoyed that type of interaction in that moment. And I was just too much of a dumbass to see it. So now I'm worried. Like, I got to, you know, I'm older. I feel like time is of the essence. Like opportunities are fleeting. They come fast. And you got to be ready for it and take advantage of it. And I ain't ready. I'm not fucking ready. I'm really not fucking ready. Y'all can see how not ready for this I am. Like, damn, I'm really scared about seeing being a single man out here. Like, I'm not trying to get hurt. I'm fragile, ladies. I've been through some shit. Be gentle. Y'all don't sound gentle right now. Y'all sound the exact fucking opposite of gentle. Y'all sound harsh as fuck right now. And, yeah, man, I seen shit about ladies tying niggas up, and then I seen, I had no idea how mainstream OnlyFans had become. Like, that's just, a thing. It just is. It just is what I am. Man, I feel way older than I am. Like, I don't know. I missed out on a lot. But hopefully this is all for the best. You know, maybe I do better in an environment with more aggressive women. My mother seems to think I like aggressive women. Shouts to Flan Dog. Maybe it'll take some of the pressure off. I won't have to try to navigate these situations and understand shit and peep the moves. Maybe y'all will be a little bit more upfront with your moves, with your intentions. Because, I mean, I've been out the game for a minute, so I'm still getting used to the rule changes. And so, I mean, I'll be completely honest with you, ladies. If you want to shoot your shot with me, it's a layup. It's an absolute layup. You don't have to question nothing.
You don't have to guess. The answer is yes.
Yes, 100 times yes. Absolutely. So I'm just saying. Anyway, the other thing that's got me scared to death is I saw this post the other day. I saw this tweet the other day about the tweet basically said, like, dudes is out here ready to, like, stick their tongue in your ass, but won't sit down and talk to you about how they feel. Won't open up about their feelings. Like, this shit is crazy. And I seen, like, you know, some people back it. And I think I made the comment, like, y'all not ready for, like, nigga feelings. Like, y'all, and I could, when I said it, you know, it was exact words, because I don't mean y'all not ready to talk about feelings. Y'all not ready to talk about, like, nigga feelings. It's a difference. Distinct difference. And, I had one person respond to my post, and it sounded very heartfelt. It sounded like real. It sounded like what they wanted, what they hope, what they believe. And I still question it. I still question it. And I wanted to save my response for the show because I had way more to say about this than could fit in the tweet. So I hope that, you know, that person doesn't take offense. But I podcast for moments like these. Like, this is one of those near and dear to my heart. I got shit to say about it. I wrote a script and I probably won't stick to it type moments. Like, I really want to have this conversation, and I hope it sparks further conversation outside of this. But ladies, you know, really, really, like, are y'all really ready for nigga emotions? Like, are you really ready? Are you ready to hear your dude tell you that he's scared, that he's insecure? You know, are you ready to hear that, you know, he don't know how y'all gonna make it? He don't really have a plan. He's figuring it out on the fly, and he's worried. He's scared. He's unsure. You know, are you really ready to hear those things? Are you ready to have a man show you his weak points, like, and trust you to never exploit them? Like, are you ready for that? Are you ready for somebody to take the mask off and be like, this is who I really am? And dudes is sensitive. Like, we are. Y'all know this because you make light of it. You make fun of it. So you have to understand that. A guy sitting in front of you, taking the mask off, shedding all the bravado, shedding all of the machismo, whatever you want to call it, all of the toxic masculinity. I don't believe in that shit, but y'all do, so I'm going to use the word. That's a huge responsibility on you. Because that is the most intimate we can ever get. Like, that's very deep. And I watch interactions all day. I'm an observer. I'm quiet. I don't have a lot of shit to say. So if I'm on social media, I'm listening to everything that y'all saying. And I see dudes all the time get told to pull their skirt down as soon as they express some sort of fragility or wounded ego, you know. But these are male emotions. These are male emotions. Wounded ego is a nigga feeling. Like, that shit happens to you practically on a daily basis. And there are a lot of people, you know, that brush it off and like, nah, I don't, or whatever. But all the shit you see, even the most gangsterous niggas, a lot of that shit is a reaction to wounded ego. You're not going to You're not going to stab how I view myself and how I want other people to view me. And if you do, I got to retaliate in a way that that deters anybody else from ever attempting that shit. So, like, but I see dudes all day, every day, getting, you know, getting a manhood question when they express that type of fragility, you know, when they express that type of thing. And I know these are just like random internet ramblings, little conversations. They're not always to be taken seriously. These are not intimate conversations between people that care about each other. But when you have that example, like when you see that, like you don't expect it to be different. You know, why would you expect it to be different? Why would you expect something more? You know, if you'll say that to a stranger, you know, if you'll treat a stranger that way, how do I know that when you get angry at me, you ain't going to do the same thing to me? And we see this, ladies. We see this. Why do you think the guard is up? You know, say a dude hold an opinion you don't like, and he'll get his whole manhood question. So the niggas just don't express their opinion about certain shit in front of certain company. And then, you know, but then it's like, but you willing to do all of this? Are you willing to go, you know, so you question my manhood. You think that makes me want to let you in, let you show you all the soft spots, show you all the gaps in the armor, talk to you about the stuff my mama used to say to me that still fucks with me to this day? Can you hear that and then not repeat it when you feel like I let you down? Not throw it back in my face? I can tell you what my kryptonite is and trust that you're not going to use it against me. So understand, yeah, dudes are ready to stick their whole tongue in your ass because I probably trust your hygiene more than I trust you. Sad fact. It's unfortunate, but true. So, don't worry so much about my feelings. Just go and toot that ass up. Anyway, that's all jokes. It's all jokes, people. It's all jokes, people. But this is the stuff that scares me. This is the stuff that scares me about getting back out there. This is the new world. Shit is just mad confusing. I'm trying to be on these. I'm not going to say on these dating apps. The only thing I do right now is the Facebook dating app. Like Facebook opened a dating thing up. I'm already on Facebook. All my pictures is on Facebook. I figured that'd be the easiest way to jump back out there, but it's mad confusing. All right, let me ask you this. And hopefully, you know, somebody actually leave me a review or hit me up on Twitter or the Facebook group, wherever, because I really would like an answer to this. I really would like to understand this. I'm not, like, not demanding information from anybody. I'm trying to understand. I want to understand. I want us to have those intimate conversations. You know, you want me to be fragile with you? Be honest with me. Anyway, I really want an honest answer with this one. Why go on a date now and proclaim that you're not there to date? Like, you're just there for friends. Like, that's what Facebook is for. You can find friends on Facebook. This is a dating app. To me, this is supposed to be people seeking relationships. But I see so many profiles of women like, I ain't on here to find dates. What the fuck you on here for? Like, that's what everybody else is here for. That's what I assume people is here for. Why would you, the fact that you feel that you have to say that shows you in the wrong fucking place. Go somewhere else. Well, that's not the point of the thing. Like, I don't, help me understand that one. Like, what is the idea behind going on a date nap and telling everybody that you're not here to date? You're just looking for friends. They got apps for that. They got apps for friends. And they got apps for dates. Is the word date, like, was dating confused with, like, just random fucking or something like that? Is that the part? Is that what you're trying to say you're not here for? Or you think your relationship begins with a friendship, and so you say you're just here for friends, maybe it progresses into that, but you ain't trying to say you're here for that. That would turn me away, because I know what I'm here for. Like, I'm not really looking for a whole lot of female friends. I would like the I would like the person that I enter a relationship with to be my best friend. But I'm not trying to end up in the friend zone, and I'm not trying to have that. That ain't what I came here to find, as a friend. Nah, I got some friends. I'm good on friends. I didn't join a dating app because I lacked friends. I lacked something very specific, and that's what I'm here for. So you confusing the fuck out of me. I also saw this one profile, and please somebody help me with this one. And it was a woman seeking men, but it said transitioning. And so my Neanderthal brain trying to understand this new world, transitioning me is a very specific thing to me. But then she had kids, and so I was like mad confused. Like, are there any other definitions of transitioning? Why would you put transitioning in your profile or something? Like, y'all see how scared I am. I don't know what's going on out here. And don't get me started on the whole idea of consent. Like, I've been out the game for what feels like a long time. It feels like a good decade, you know, from dating my wife to being married. And the rules to consent have changed. And I'm not trying to be that dude. Like, I'm not trying to get anything from anyone without their consent. I'm trying to understand how you approach it, where intimacy doesn't become like contract negotiation, or is that just the new norm? Is that what it's supposed to be? Like, how do we discuss these things? I seen shit on Twitter that was like, if I pay for the meal, I'm tying you up, nigga. So do I give my consent the moment that that the check come and I let you slide it your way? Like, that consent, I'm gonna get in trouble for that. That's where I get into trouble. I shouldn't talk about consent. I don't think dudes should ever talk about consent. But this, again, this is why, like, I feel like, ladies, you're not ready for dude emotions. Because these are the questions and the things that we ponder and things that we don't understand and the things that we want to be, like, vulnerable and out there about. Because most dudes I know don't want to be a rapist. They aren't out there seeking to do that. They aren't out there seeking to take something from you. But we're trying to understand the rules. And if we can't have a conversation where we make it clear we don't understand the rules without being, like, vilified for that shit, then we're just not going to have a conversation at all. Shit is not going to get better. So, again, you know, I trust your hygiene more than I trust you sometimes. Sad fact. Anyway, this whole shit makes me uncomfortable. But they say, you know, you grow through discomfort. And I'm a grower, not a shower. Anyway, it's a bad joke. I wrote that one down. That was written in the script. I decided to go for it anyway. Bad joke. But enough of that. More important than all of this, and more confusing to me than all of this, is all of the information moving around right now. I have a love-hate relationship with the information age. There is just too much information, and to me, too much information can be just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than not enough information. And I don't know. I just want to say this, like, not pointing to anything in particular, playing it safe once again. Let me just say this to y'all. If I personally had some vitally important information that I wanted to share with you, the one thing I wouldn't do is waste time putting together an elaborate video with news clips that's not necessarily relevant to what I'm saying, and background music and, you know, dramatic effect. That shit takes time. And I wouldn't, if I got information that I feel is vitally important to you, I'm trying to get you the information as quickly and concisely as possible without any of the frills and anything that would distract you from what the point actually said. The point is that I'm actually trying to make. If I got to dress up the information with visuals and flowery speech, then that should tell you something about what I have to say. That maybe what I have to say ain't as valuable as I'm presenting it to be, because I got to give you all this fluff to make you appreciate it. So I'm just saying, be wary. Think about the way you would address people that you care about if they needed to know something. You know, would you get to the point or would you waste time setting the stage? When people are trying to set the stage and give you all this background information and all this history, it's like some information stands on its own. And if the information is that important to me, it would stand on its own. And you wouldn't have to try to give me the story to make it make sense. As an epic liar, as a person who's made a career out of lying, I did an episode about it. Go back and check it out. I can tell you when I have to set the backdrop, when I have to give you all this additional information to make what it is I'm trying to tell you make sense, it's because it wouldn't make sense without it. It wouldn't make sense on its own. And that's dangerous, questionable information. And with that, off my soapbox, that might just be me. I'm always leery of people giving away valuable information. I believe in the value of information, so I look at people that give it away the same way I look at people giving away money. Like, what's the catch? But with that said, I think this has been a good episode. I appreciate y'all listening to me. I'd like to open the discussion, open the conversation. Like I said, hit me up on Twitter, whatistws.com. We got the White Pants Society Facebook group, whatistws. Instagram, you can hit me at anything at whatistws.com on email, but Flan is the most direct route. Flan, FLAN, or Flan if you like custard. Flan at whatistws.com. Hit me up. Let's talk about some of these things. Ladies, help me understand this new world. I really can use your help. I'm asking as a favor to me. I thought we was cool. But again, with that said, y'all be safe. Y'all be the light. I'm going to go rock out for a little while and click some more pictures in Facebook. Anyway, y'all be easy. Holla.
I had to laugh for a second, had to check myself, get my Mac and back in perspective. I slack for a second, but I'm back, no question. Like I walk with a cane, ain't no half-stepping. Yeah, and on that note, Iceberg Slim is back to rock a boat. Come on.
Used all of your tension, huh?
Yeah.
But you don't want no commitment, huh? You should be coming home with me. Sitting in the snap for the luxury. Now you be coming home and waking up. Acting like you behave and stuff.